The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the early fathers of the church, Venerable Bede, said this: "Those standing outside the door knocking in vain are those who implore the mercy that they despised. They're those who were unwilling to ask God for mercy. The gate is narrow not because God's mercy is narrow. His mercy is on the other side, and it is vast and limitless. But the gate is that of repentance, of conversion. And the question is, do I want to ask God for mercy? Do I want to surrender the sins of my life?" In the last few weeks, I came upon two quotes that are very apropos. And interestingly, they're both from St. Maximin Kolbe, though they're from different sources, and I had not realized that. He said this: "Whenever you feel guilty, even if it is because you have consciously committed a sin, even a serious one, something you have done many times, never let the devil deceive you by allowing him to discourage you. My beloved, may every fall always become for us a small step towards a higher degree of perfection." Right, it's one more chance to receive God's mercy ever more deeply. And one more, he said this: "When we are awoken to our failings, when our eyes are opened and we see our faults, if we would immediately and unreservedly give ourselves and all that we have done to Our Lady, she will be able to turn all of this to greater good."